Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning as we continue to contemplate the Beatitudes. Let's consider today's reading. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. For this meditation, I'd like to move away from the more traditional interpretations of this Beatitude to a more mystical approach. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Let's consider something Thomas Keating spoke of about the way we were created. He speaks of the true self and the false self. May I suggest we are all pure in heart. And let's use this as Keating describes the true self, the way God created us and intended us for us to live, pure in heart. So why aren't we all pure in heart? It's because of the false self covers our true self. What covers the true self? What covers our pure heart? Is our selfishness, our egos, our entitlement, our fears, our wounds, our attachments, all these things. In some of the Eastern religions, enlightenment might be described as the unveiling or finding the true self and living in it by being pure in heart. And my dear friends, whatever tradition you follow, this is part of the journey in life. I might even suggest that it is the purpose of the journey. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So what does it mean to see God in a mystical sense? Sacred scriptures tells us that God is love. So as we unveil the true self, as we enter into a life which is pure in heart, we will see God. What does that mean? Do we become Pollyannas, idealists, or romanticists? No. Let me give you the best metaphor I have. Think about a loving mother and her child. The mother loves her child regardless of how that child behaves. There may be some times when the mother would wish that her child would act differently. But her love for that child is never diminished. Her love is unconditional. May I suggest that this is the sort of perspective we have on life when we are pure in heart. We have a love for all people, all things that are seen and unseen. We have a love for life, as imperfect as it might be, the same way a mother loves her child, or even more accurately, the way God loves creation. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. As Richard Rohr proclaims, everything belongs. Let's take the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider how this meditation impacts the way we live. Consider this. How can I become pure in heart? Am I on that journey today? What are my obstacles along the way?